This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone, and welcome to the program For a Better Life in IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We will be talking about different ethical issues, and the issue that I will speak about today with you, dear listeners, brothers and sisters all around the globe, is anger. Anger as an animalistic trait, or anger as a natural trait which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put within us. But first of all, I will start with anger as an animalistic trait. Anger becomes an animalistic trait for man when he gets upset at others who are a barrier for him to reach his goals. Or when something is done against his desires. For example, he was cursed in the street, or he was oppressed by someone, and the feeling of revenge comes to his mind. Sometimes his face turns red, the movement of blood in his face becomes apparent. It is an animalistic state where truth is non-existent. He is able to perform any action in this state, just like an animal. And that's what we call an animalistic anger. When he becomes angry, he does not know anything except revenge. Sometimes he tears his own t-shirt and hits his own self. And what should we do when we are left without choice? Suppose one wants to get rid of the animalistic traits that one has. The first step to doing this is controlling oneself when one starts to get angry. From the start, you're feeling this emotion which we call anger within you. What should you do? You should start to control it from the start. Don't allow it to appear. And with exercise comes perfection. Controlling oneself at this stage is easy. But if one does not control himself at the beginning, he will reach a state where he will be uncontrollable. You are young. We are young. Just as the beginning of our Islamic life, animalistic traits have yet to take form within us as youth, as young people. And we can shape ourselves with ease if we start now. You can refrain from answering someone who swears or curses you at school or in the street. With a little practice, dear brothers and sisters, this will be easy for you. And me, myself, your host, I am a living example. I've tried for many years. No one said that it is easy. It's a long procedure. It's a long process. But you can make it. I, growing up in the ghettos of Sweden, now you may laugh and say that, what, so does Sweden have ghettos? Well, we have our own ghettos. It might not be like US or Canada, but we have our own ghettos. And growing up in that environment, it was a harsh environment. But alhamdulillah, when I converted to Islam and when I started to study the life and the seerah of the Prophet, the biography of the Prophet and the Imams, alayhim wassalam, I started to practice what I was reading. And slowly, slowly, practice makes perfection. Let me give you an example from the history that you can practice on and put it in real life. Malik al-Ashtar, this great companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which Imam Ali alayhi salam said, he was to me as I was unto the Prophet.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Malik al-Ashta was the commander of Imam Ali's army, and Imam Ali praised him a lot. And he was a leader of one of the famous tribes. And once he was walking in the streets of Kufa, in the marketplace, and was looking to buy a shirt. A young man who did not know Malik wanted to make fun of him and threw a handful of dirt at him so other people would laugh. Malik did not say anything to him. Now, do remember, dear brothers and sisters, this was a famous person, a prominent companion, and famous for being a warrior. So he was not afraid of anyone. But the vice versa was more true, that people were afraid of him and in the battlefield. So Malik did not say anything to him and left. Some people asked the young man, "Do you know who that was?" He said, "No, I do not know." They told him that was Malik al-Ashtar, the commander of the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The young man became so frightened and upset that he went after Malik. He rushed after him to find him and apologize. Some people told him that Malik entered the mosque, and the young man also went inside to see that Malik was praying. When his prayer finished, the young man kneeled in front of Malik and wanted to kiss his hands and his feet and said, "I did not know who you were. I made a mistake. Please forgive me." Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, replied, "I forgave you at the same time that you threw dirt at me. I forgave you at the moment that you threw dirt at me. Now I have come to this mosque to pray for you so that Allah will forgive you as well." This was Malik, a true follower of Ali alayhi salam. Can we call ourselves true followers of Ali? If someone throws dirt at us, do we get angry? Do recall the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he was being an old lady was throwing dirt at him every single day when he passed that corner of the street. One day she was sick and the Prophet did not see her ordinary custom throwing dirt at him or throwing dirt in his way. And 3 days went by and the Prophet did not see him in Mecca. So once he went to her house. Now this old lady thought that the Prophet had come to seek revenge, but the Prophet came to ask for her health and ask her, "How are you? I have not seen you and I missed you." This was the conduct of the Prophet, dear brothers and sisters, that we have to learn from and practice it. Practice it in real life. So a true mu'min, a believer of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, controls his anger. He does not hit someone with a rock after being hit by a piece of dirt. Should throwing a piece of dirt be rewarded with a rock, as some people say? Common people believe that one should answer bad language with an even worse language, or answer a thrown piece of dirt with a rock. These are completely incorrect actions. And I will speak more about anger in coming programs, God willing. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you. And please join us in future programs of For a Better Life in IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need. Oh, all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.